Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. The Lamar's Hy-Vee store will hold an ecumenical prayer and pastry service Sunday morning beginning at 6 a.m. as a way to show thanks to the community regarding this past week's events and to continue to pray for the two female Hy-Vee employees that were shot during an attempted robbery last Sunday morning. Lamar's Hy-Vee store manager Peter Streit says that the event scheduled for Sunday morning is to help serve as a time for everyone to heal emotionally.
Part of any process is, you know, they have to heal physically, and a lot of our employees are looking for some emotional healing and some things to help them move on a little bit with their life and with their work. Not necessarily get back to normal, but to take steps forward, and that's kind of what we're doing this Sunday. We thought it'd be appropriate at the same time at Sunday that this had happened last week, so at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, we're going to do a prayer and pastries event out in our parking lot. Everyone's welcome. If you want to come out and gather, bring a chair, bring a friend, come out. It's just going to be conversation and you know, kind of talking about things and working through it together. And we're going to do everything we can to help everybody heal, both physically and spiritually.
Streit says that during this past week's ordeal, the community has been very supportive of the victims, the fellow employees, and everyone connected to Hy-Vee.
I will tell you that I don't know any community that could have come together better to help out. From the time that this happened, all the first responders, everybody that came out was just amazing. And since then, people offering counseling services, and we've had a lot of people come out just to talk to our employees and ask them how they're doing and check with them. And it's been really good. You know, sometimes you don't really know what a situation like this is going to do to you personally or to the people that you work with, but the support of the community has really made a difference in everybody being able to kind of grow a little bit and improve. You know, it's a lot to take in. It's, you know, it's something that happened that's tragic. It's devastating to our sense of safety and security and all that. So it's going to take some time, and you know, hopefully every little thing that we can do to help move forward in that process is something that we want to definitely do.
Streit says that the two female employees that were shot while working as clerks, 18-year-old Faith Lasky and 29-year-old Ashley Storson, both of Lamar's, are making improvements each day. Streit says that the counseling services provided by Hy-Vee has also helped people cope with the tragic events.
We've been fortunate. We have what's called EAP, our Employee Assistance Program, and they've brought counselors on site. We also have that available 24 hours a day for all of our employees or their family members to reach out anytime with this. As you know, everything hits people differently. Some people it may take a day, some people it may take a week, some people it may take a little bit longer, but I want to make sure that everybody has that help available and do that. You know, our employees have responded well to it. They're all going at their own pace, and we're just looking forward to everybody just kind of working through it. And they all know they can talk to at least one or two people here in the store as a friend, as well as a coworker.
The Lamar's Hy-Vee store manager is inviting the entire community to appear at the Hy-Vee parking lot on Sunday morning at 6 a.m.
Bring your own chairs, bring something to sit down. We'll have pastries and prayer out in the parking lot. It's going to be just a kind of a casual event. Come on out. And we just thought that would just kind of show support for our employees and for people of the community that want to get together and talk about things. And hopefully this will help everybody kind of to move forward a little bit.
That event is scheduled to last an hour. My local real estate and auction company is celebrating its 100th year by making a donation to four area organizations. Brock Real Estate and Auction, headed up by Bruce and Terry Brock, contributed a total of $2,000, which was divided among the Floyd Valley Healthcare, Lamar's Playhouse, Lamar's Arts Center, and the Plymouth County Historical Museum. Each of the entities received their donation Friday afternoon. Bruce Brock offers a brief history on the Brock real estate business.
Actually, the Brock family. My grandfather sold the first farm in Ida County in 1919, and we have continued that tradition all the way up through 2019. I started the auction company in 1981 to supplement and complement the real estate business, farm and ranch land, that we were doing at that time to offer other marketing opportunities.
Brock tells of the donation made to the four organizations.
Well, Terry and I have been discussing it for quite a while, and we thought since this was our centennial year, and the Brock brand, we call it, has been around for 100 years, that in conjunction with the sesquicentennial here in Lamar's, that we would start to try to give back something to this community and to the entire area around Siouxland that have been so good to the Brock family for 100 years now. And so this was kind of the kickoff, and we'll be doing more down the road as time goes on for different charities and goodwill through the areas.
He says that the donated funds were from a recent art collection auction.
Terry and I had an art auction a couple months ago. We still have some art left that we didn't sell, original art, and we decided that as part of the income from that, we would donate 20% of the proceeds to, which was $10,000. So we would donate 20% to four charities, and we'll pick out some other charities and things here in the future.
Brock says that he transferred the family real estate and auction business to Lamar's 25 years ago, and he says it was a smart move and appreciates the Lamar's community.
The community's been a big part of our life. We try to help out with as many charities as we can, doing auctions and things that we can do to help promote and help raise funds for those local charities, as well as thank the community for all the support it's given us. It's been a win-win, hopefully, for them. It certainly has been a win for the Brock family.
The real estate agent and auctioneer tells that he selected local charities represented their interests.
Well, we just actually talked amongst ourselves, Terry and I discussed it, and said, well, we need to start somewhere, and obviously there's more charities that we will be helping. We just had to start somewhere, and the Plymouth County Museum kind of hits everybody in the county. Floyd Valley Hospital, certainly the healthcare is a big part of why Lamar's is as strong as it is. It's got such good healthcare. The theater is just so cool, and the art center, kind of, we're both art collectors. We do art auctions, so we have a heart in the art business and the arts. So the theater and the art center were kind of naturals for both of us.
Wife Terry says that the family is fortunate and blessed to be located in such a fine community as Lamar's. There have been four generations of Brocks involved with the real estate and auction family business. Residents of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota may need to evacuate their homes as the Missouri River and the Big Sioux River both continue to rise. Officials say that the Missouri River was forecast to crest at 30.4 feet at Sioux City early this morning, while the Big Sioux is expected to reach a high of 33.1 feet last night. According to a report featured in the Sioux City Journal, that if the Missouri River reaches a depth of 31 feet or more, authorities say that they will order an evacuation of all Dakota Dunes neighborhoods. Residents were informed on Friday that they would have 6 hours notice to prepare to leave the planned community. If the water breaches the community's flood barriers, an immediate evacuation notice would be issued. Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, suffered from flooding also back in 2011. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have announced that they intend to release additional water from Gavin's Point Dam, located on the South Dakota-Nebraska border, just west of Yankton. The Army Corps of Engineers have raised releases at the dam by 5,000 cubic feet per second to 75,000 cubic feet per second. And for a few hours on Friday, the intersection of Interstate 29 and Hamilton Boulevard was underwater. However, by late afternoon, that water had receded, allowing the intersection again to be open. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.